Adult Learning is sponsored by the Isle of Wight Council. If you would like to know more, email ian.mac@vectisradio.fm or take a look at the 4Ps section on our website.
Hello, I'm Terry, and you're listening to my Game Gems podcast. In case it wasn't obvious enough from all the podcasts I've made for nearly a year now as of writing, I absolutely adore video games. Not just one particular genre, but almost the entire range of genres. Though I've also always had a soft spot for older retro games too, something of a niche interest if you will. And so, when a very particular title came out that happened to align with my interests in games, it easily became one of my favourites for a while, despite how little known it is. A little game, and I mean little game, by the name of Evoland. Originally, Evoland started out as a proof-of-concept indie game created in 2012 within just 48 hours as part of the Ludum Dare Game Jam competition, and it won first place out of 1,400 participants. The game itself was on the theme of video game evolution, as in, the gradual improvements to graphics, controls, and gameplay in video games from the mid-80s to the late 90s. The character you play as greatly resembles Link, the main character of The Legend of Zelda, and the game itself also looks and sounds a lot like the original Legend of Zelda game on the NES from 1986. But as you explore the map in the game, you open chests that improve the game's graphics, going from monochrome to 32-bit colour, and introduce new mechanics, like full-range movement and fighting monsters with a sword. The game managed to reach over 300,000 players within a few months of releasing, and can still be played on the official website for Evoland. But retroactively, this version of the game was known as Evoland Classic, because a new version of the game would be made soon after its release. This remade version of Evoland was much closer to a full game, but still rather short as it could be completed within less than a day. The game had a more consistent art style, and yet featured a much more drastic evolution in graphics, starting from 80s-styled 8-bit graphics, to more animated early 90s-styled 16-bit graphics, and ending with late 90s-styled early 3D graphics. Other than just being heavily inspired by The Legend of Zelda, due to the majority of the game involving exploring areas in a bird's eye view, Evoland also clearly pays tribute to other classic adventure games, like Final Fantasy, as it features turn-based battles and an overworld to travel between villages, and it even features a stage of dungeon crawler gameplay akin to Diablo. The full version of Evoland first released on PC in 2013, then it was later ported over to mobile devices in 2015. Though it sold over 460,000 copies and was praised for its nostalgic feel and countless references to various video games and even movies alike, the game's key criticisms was that it was too short and that the evolution mechanic wasn't utilised enough after the first hours of the game. Though one standout stage in the game was praised for integrating the ability to switch between 3D and 2D graphics as an innovative way to solve puzzles. Although, the faults of Evoland can be excused a little, seeing as it was the very first game of the French indie development company Shiro Games. Because later, in 2015, they released a sequel game, titled Evoland 2, A Slight Case of Space-Time Continuum Disorder. True to its title, this sequel features time travel at the core of its gameplay and even its story. Yes, unlike the first Evoland, Evoland 2 has a fully developed story this time, which happens to be heavily inspired by the classic SNES JRPG, Chrono Trigger, where travelling back in time can make positive or negative changes to the future, or on the other hand, some things are fated to happen in a seemingly infinite loop. The game is also significantly longer, feeling like a full-length adventure game, and now instead of the game gradually evolving graphics and gameplay, each period of time that you travel to in the game is given its own unique art style. 16-bit graphics for the present, 8-bit graphics for the past, 3D graphics for the future, and Nintendo Game Boy-styled monochrome 8-bit graphics for the ancient period. Alike with the first Evoland, Evoland 2 also pays tribute to video games as a whole, but rather than just focusing on fantasy adventure games, it features moments of gameplay inspired by all sorts of genres, like platformers, matching puzzles, scrolling shooters, turn-based strategy, and even fighting games. Compared to the first game, Evoland 2 received much more positive reviews and even won an award for innovation at the European Indie Game Days in 2015, being a clear improvement over the original. Following this success, Shiro Games would later go on to develop new titles over the years, like the Nordic real-time strategy game Northgard and the medieval open-world role-playing game War Tales, which were much more high-profile indie games compared to the EvoLand series. Although in 2019, Shiro Games released EvoLand Legendary Edition, featuring EvoLand 1 and 2 packaged together as a single game, not just releasing on PC, but finally releasing on home consoles too, including PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and Nintendo Switch. But most surprisingly, Shiro Games much more recently developed a tie-in game to the successful 2021 Dune movie, a game titled Dune Spice Wars, released in Early Access in 2022 and later fully released in 2023, being a real-time 4X strategy game, the genre of which being similar to the famous game series Sid Meier's Civilization. Well, if one small indie development team managed to secure the rights to develop a game based on one of the most successful sci-fi movies we've had in a long while, then I'd say they've got quite the promising future ahead of them, and they've certainly come far from their very humble beginnings. Join me again next time.